reach the stage of prolapse, this medicine will help us. At least I have found like that. And in many places also, its application I have experienced. Tattin kampang susamikkhamam. I have repeatedly told this also. A bad workman quarrels with his tools. There is a saying in English literature. Whatever circumstance we find around us that is earned by our own karma, none to blame. The first thing we have to take in this way, this is truth, stern reality. This is our arms, none to be blamed. Not only to adjust oneself with his present circumstances, but we have to advance more. What is that? That is what is more important. Not only this is adversity, but this is grace of the Lord. This is what is necessary medicine at my present stage. We have to accept our environment in such an optimistic way, not in a reluctant way. The circumstance, adverse circumstance, the circumstance that seems to me to be adverse, that should be faced, that we are facing, we are face to face with our friend and not an enemy. We have to invite, we have to welcome any adversity with this spirit. Then it will immediately change its stage. This is the most the highest type of medicine to face the danger as it is a friend. First step, this is my own, ardent, none to blame for this. And the second step, and it is the necessity, real necessity at this stage, this medicine, to uplift me. Because every event can't come without the sanction of the Absolute. Without His sanction, no movement is possible. And He is a friend to me, affectionate guardian, from whose hand everything is passing to me. It is necessary. It is the necessity. So He has sent this to me. And if I hesitate, I will have to suffer. But I must welcome, welcome. This is coming from my Lord, my dear Lord. With this attitude, we can approach the circumstances of any type, any type. Then at once the sky will be clear. It will come with opposite, smiling face. The atmosphere will come. Just as suppose a boy is disobeying her affectionate mother, and the mother is going to punish the boy. But whenever the boy will come into such consciousness, yes, mother, I have done wrong. You punish me more heavily. Yes, I know that I deserve such punishment. Even more than that, you punish me more, bitter. At once the mother, the heart, will come out with full of affection. No, no punishment. He has loved. He has come to real consciousness. He is of no more. With vindictiveness, mother cannot punish her son. Only to mend him, only to purify him, that is the necessity of the punishment. So, the absolute arrangement, dispensation, has got no vindictive will, wish in the back. The ultimate reality without whose consent nothing, even a straw, cannot move. He's all alert on mine. In everyone's case, he's always alert. He's omniscient, he's omnipotent, he's all mercy. So we are not guardianless. We have had our guardian, and he is seeing everything. So I need not be afraid of any misdeed, any wrongdoing over me. It is not an anarchical land. There is government, good government, and the highest authority. He is my friend. He is my sympathetic friend. Bhaktaram yagyatosam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam jnatamaham shanti. One can get peace only when he can understand that all the activities meant for whose satisfaction, he is friendly to me. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. I have not vindictive spirit to retaliate over so many souls, but it is necessary for their purification. So I am to tolerate. But whenever the purification is finished, no longer any punishment is dealt with. So bhuktaram yagyatosam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam. Who is the friend of all the beings. When we can realize this really, in fact, then only all troubles, all apprehensions disappear from our heart forever. Tatte nukampan susamikshamano. When we can, in respect, we can respect the circumstances with a clear and real vision, closer attention, then it will come out. What come out? Then kampan susamikha mano. Samikha, samikha means perfect inspection. Susamikha, well-meaning, perfect examination, testing. Then we shall find that this is this. This is not a ghost, but this is a tree. Or this is my father's figure, not ghost. I thought it is a ghost coming, approaching towards me. No, no. My affectionate father is approaching towards me. Something like that. Susamikshamano arbhunyano evo atmaketam vipakam. At the same time, whatever difficulty will come to make us suffer, we won't allow them to go away, because it is the result of my own deed. why should it allow us to go to others? I must embrace it. I should be a coward. I have done wrong and the result will suffer another person. What is this? What I have done wrong, I must have the reaction. It is gentlemanlike. So I won't allow the suffering, the result of my own bad karma to go away. I must take it in a gentlemanlike spirit. Gunjanayeva atmakacham vipakam. At the same time, his barbapu bhir vidhan namaste. And this simultaneously showing my heartfelt gratitude towards the providence. Oh, you have, your action has got no fault, no error. You have done the just thing as given to me. Our gratitude to the authority we shall show, offer. Yes, you have done all that. I am suffering, I shall giving thanks to the agents of the sufferer, suffering, and think that my bad deeds, the result of my bad deeds are going finished. No, very soon I will be get out of the reaction of all my bad deeds. This should be the attitude. Whatever the misdeed I have done, I must finish that. And who will help me to finish the consequences of those bad deeds? They are my friends. And no sooner I shall be a pure, pure child. Tattenu kampang susamikshamano bhunyano eva atmukritam vipakam adhivagapapubhir vidhadam namaste. At the same time, in thought, word and deed, not only deep thanks, but heartfelt thanks towards the authority. If one can lead such a life of such a type, muktipade sodayabhag. No sooner he will get rid of all the troubles that he is feeling. Everything. This is the recommendation. Do this, you will be very soon you will be relieved of all the troubles. Don't try to avoid them. Neither try to suffer them with much reluctance and hesitation. But invite them, the justice is coming from my Lord. It is for my good, and welcome it, and very soon it will be finished, and you will be liberated from all this trouble. To face the danger, the adverse circumstances, Srimad Bhagavatam has come to teach us in this way. To face with adverse circumstances, with this spirit, this is real spirit, this should be of facing the troubles, and you will get relief no longer, very soon without long. So we are in the midst of this world. This problem is always hunting us. And Bhagavatam has given his advice in this way. This way, don't be courageous. Don't allow yourself to go into despair. Don't be disappointed, but have courage and face courageously and well-meaning, with thought, deed and word. Kaya, mon, vakko. In word also you try to say the they chant the sloka, Bhagavatam, Gita, etc. And in thought also you try to take it, and in your activity also you translate those advices in your life. Then no sooner, very sooner, you will get relief, and a real relief, honorable relief, not by bribing, but by dint of your own right, you will work out your liberated state and live at where you will be eligible for the service of Krishna. That is the negative side. In the positive side also there is many things to say. That is the union in separation. We find that Vrajavasi were eternal friends, eternal companions of Krishna. They are also suffering sometimes by Krishna's below, etc. That is another thing. That suffering is joy. From here, we take it that they are suffering. Yashoda is suffering so much for the separation of his affectionate son. But that suffering is not suffering in the real sense. It is a form of joy. As in the ordinary poetry, in poems also we find. Well, our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. Someone, Shelly or Keith or someone. Sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. Sometimes we profusely shed tears when we are reading some piteous history, the story, Ram and Sita, then so many others there are, different ordinary poems and also religious poems. But we shed tears, but we cannot give up the book. Through tears we go on to devour more and more, and the tears are running. What is it? We feel some sweetness, some taste. Some taste. They are religious people, but they are suffering. Suffering for the cause of God. Christ is being crucified. The crucifixion, because he says that is God, he is everything. He is our master. And we must worship him in a general way, he says. For that purpose he is to be crucified. We must be very aggrieved to find this. And say at the same time, we cannot give up the body. We want to read it more and more. How he sacrificed. The great magnanimous sacrifice for the good of the mankind. So that is, so it's a sacrifice for God. The sacrifice for something good, that is sweet in some sense. So Krishna's connection of any way, that is very sweet. Sweet. His separation is also sweet, and union is also, cannot but be sweet. Sometimes in union also there is separation. Prema Vaichitta. He is there, but a wave of thought came in my mind. If he leaves me, if he leaves me, what will be my fate? And so grief is capturing the heart, but the object is there on my front. This is in the case of Radharani Prema Vaichitta. A type of affection so is such. The object of affection is on the front. But some apprehension, if he leaves me, what will be my future? With this, he's suffering, intensely suffering. But this is also, anyway, the affinity towards the truth, towards the love divine, that is anandam, joy, ecstasy. There is beauty where there is love. So, it is only a form, different form, but in reality, that is anandam. Because the background, the whole thing is real, not deceitfulness, but opposite in this world. Here if one can have opulence, but still in the background that it is transient, really. And the man must be uneasy. He may be a king, he may be a great general, but the relativity in which he is existing, that is deceitful, that is treacherous. So he cannot find here any blissfulness and cheerfulness, any happiness in a real way, substantial way. So, the Bhagavad Gita repeatedly encourages us, go on thinking what is your duty, you go to discharge. Don't try to look for the result, the consequence. Consequence, it is in my hand. It is in my hand. But your quota, the duty, it has been given to you. You do. But the consequence does not depend on your activity. Your activity producing a small wave, a weak wave, but there are so many waves outside you, and they will be combined and the resultant will come accordingly. That does not depend on you. You have got no control over the result. It is a resultant. As you are producing a wave, there are so many infinite units, they are also producing waves in some such way. And all waves mixed together will produce the common result. So you don't care for, it is not at your hand, don't care, worry for that, for the result. So, selfless way, thinking about me, that is the all-controlling center, putting your trust on the all-controlling center, you give your quota. You contribute your partial energy to this world of infinite, looking at the all-controller. Otherwise, if you go to get the calculated, your estimated result, you will be frustrated. Your energy will be wasted uselessly. Don't take this wrong way. So, consequence, the result is with me, and the work, your partial duty, that is only with you. This naked truth you will have to accept in your life. Otherwise, you cannot be satisfied for wrong calculation of the circumstances outside. Every moment, you will be frustrated. don't make you the prisoner of that frustration in your eternal life. Leave it to me. This is the highest policy. The highest principle of life is here. Bhagavad Gita comes us to teach this. Don't worry to modify the whole world. Only you mind your own self, what is really in your command. That also partial circumstances is also there to control you. But still, only if you attend, give your whole attention to your quota, you will be best benefited. And else, leaving to me. This is the way of living a life properly, and we can thrive by following such rules as given. We are living in the infinite, and the infinite is not a stone-like substance. The infinite is all conscious, all intelligent, all loving. He is infinitely superior in all respects than us. So we should not disbelieve him to our own difficulty. That will increase our difficulty. We should learn to believe him, the infinite represented by whom, and go on. That is harmony in life. Seek harmony, not discord. The ultimate reality, ultimate controller, he is for harmony. He harmony himself is. He is beautiful, harmony, harmonious, loving. Harmony, beauty, loving, ecstasy, that is of similar thing. So he is harmonious. And the harmony will satisfy only you, not discord. Don't be a member to the discord and to create the world of discord. Discord. But try to be a member of the world of harmony. And this is the way by which can be, in no time, in very short time, you can come in connection with the world harmony. In that plane, in the sea, on the surface, so many waves. But dive deep, no waves are disturbing you. So on the surface we are seeing so many disturbing small waves clash together. But in the deepest, if we connect with the deep sea, there is no such wave clashing. Wave clashing. So there is a plane, nirguna plane, this sattva-rajo-tamo, nirguna of maya, this separatism, clash between consciousness of separatism. But dive deep and you will come in touch with the more universal characteristic of the world. And the nirguna, Vaikuntha is nirguna. And positive love, not only nirguna, not only independent of clash, but welcome, welcome adoration. Adoration, welcome, positive love you will find if you go more deeper plane of this world. And that is Vrindavan, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, not only not disturbance producing, but it is love producing. Not only justice, but it is the land of mercy. Land of love. Love means who compensates others' defect. That is love. Did by dedication, self-dedication, compensating others' defect. That is the land of love, that is the mercy, land of mercy. That is in Vrindavan, in the deepest existence, the Krishna consciousness. And over that, we have to pass through Vaikuntha consciousness, that is of justice. And here, class and injustice in this Mayic world, Bhur Bhuvasva Mahajana Tamasam, Satyaluk, Brahmanda. Class of separate consciousness, separate interest. Class of separate interest. But passing through Brahmalok, if we enter, in Brahmalok it is equilibrium. Then passing through that, if we come Vaikuntha, the land of justice. Then again deeper, if we can make progress to go, we find Krishna consciousness, the land of divine love. There everyone is compensating others' defects, as if no defect really, but still the tendency there like that, love and the mercy, self-sacrifice to please, to keep others' happiness, to sustain the general happiness of the place. Everyone is contributing something, level of love, that is the land. Vrindavan, Krishna consciousness, which has been given in Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, he came to point out that. In scriptures you will find different stages of advices, but the highest advice, even though the goal of life has been given to us, that Krishna consciousness, that Vrindavan consciousness. And that is also differentiated way we have to see in Vatsala Rasa, Tanvam, Sakha Rasa, Madhura Rasa, Sakiyo, Parakiyo, especially in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, almost everything is Parakiyo. Parakiyo means not my, the relations not acquired by any right, but only free choice, even crossing justice is a good thing. We cannot have any complaint against justice, but still mercy is higher thing. If we can conceive that, then we can conceive even the crossing the social law, the scriptural law rules. We venture towards the absolute truth. We cross the law of justice, the social law, the religious law, all these things. But towards whom? Towards him who is the master of everything. He is really the master of everything. And the law distributes, this is yours, this is his, this is third man's, in this way. There is justice. Justice means law. Law means adjustment of right between men. But when one is master, absolute master, how can law can come there? No law can come there. He is the absolute owner of everything. Absolute good, perfect. He should not be the owner. A defective person like me, he would have something right. The absolute intelligence, absolute loving tendency, the power must not be vested there. The absolute good. Absolute power should be vested, distributed amongst the defective judgment. What is this? So in Vrindavan, above law, the good dictator, good, absolute owner, that sort of consciousness comes within. And also one thing is there, Yashoda, her affection is towards the child. child. But the apprehension in the background, the son says, the child does not belong to me. What is this? I may lose this child, and such affectionate child, I may be lost. So there are some. In the background they say, some say that he is God. Some say he is Vasudev's son. The God Gokhale sent by Vasudev to give the name of Krishna. So there is a rumor that he is not my son, he is Vasudev's son. Devaki's son is not my child. This sort of background pushes his affection to the highest intensity, that I may lose the object of my affection. My affectionate eyeball may be removed. So with much intensity, as much as possible, as her heart can command, with that love, affection, he comes to nurture the boy, to serve the boy. Mother's parents are also servants in some way. Sweet servants, at the cost of their life, they want to save the interest of this child. An ordinary servant, how can service he can, how much service he can render, he can give. But parents, they are also servants. The friends are also servants, confidential servants. Playing, sometimes taking on the shoulders and in the different way. All serving, but in different type, different sweeter type service. In this way. Parakya, friends also so. Some say that he is not of our own rank. He is divine, he is Lord himself. Then we may lose his company. Then how will we keep up our life if we cannot, we are not allowed to play with him in such a beautiful way, in a charming way? He is playing with us. If we are deprived of that, how can we keep up our life? Parakya. I can, it is not my right. The company which I get at present, it is not as a result of right, but I can lose any moment. It may be withdrawn from amongst us. This apprehension increases the intensity of their respective service and the love towards the prime cause. So this is Vrindavan, the land of love, the land of mercy, of course, from the Lord standpoint. As Krishna consciousness, Mahaprabhu wanted to give it. It is his domain, he is the guardian, he is the master of the highest there. And in Madhura, not to speak of, whole time engagement is possible only with the Lord in Madhura Rasa. And the apprehension of losing, of separation, is also in the most intensified degree. And so, the power of your Rasa in that sweet service, its intensity, in unestimable degree. In this way. This has been given by Lord himself, that Krishna and Radharani combined Mahaprabhu by himself. Nityananda Prabhu announced from door to door, oh, come to Gauranga. You don't know where he would be, what prospect he would be connected with. Take the name of Gauranga. Oh, I am touching your feet. I am, Nityananda Prabhu said, tears profusely from door to door. Take, accept Gauranga. Accept his teachings. Then you don't know. It is unestimable prospect you know, your future waiting for you. Don't dismiss Gauranga from your door. He has very graciously come to your land here. In this way, Dhananda Prabhu is wandering here. And so many aliens are still trying to bear that, carry that flag according to their capacity as much as they can. And our Swami Maharaj did wonderful. That the flag of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he went to the west, far west, and colored with a flame, came back with a flame color. So many, as a result, we find so many of you even here also. The thing is such, and I hope you will get the taste of this high divine love at your heart. This sort of divine drop of love will enrich you, every heart of you, and you will be always in your turn spread it to the environment wherever you would be. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantastimang nittam tushanti cha ramanti cha. The Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita. Machitta, their whole attention and mind is in me. Madhugata prana, the whole life, the whole energy. Also, my conception command in them. Madhugata prana, bodhayanta parasparam. When they talk one another, each other, they talk about me. Yeah. My devotees, that when they talk with their friends, their nears and dears, they talk about me. I am the object of their talking, eating, playing, whatever mixed with me, they do. They deal everything, mixing me with that thing. Bodhayanta paras kathayanta stamang nittam. Always go on talking about me. They have found a miracle in their life. The most precious jewel they have found, and talking only about them, about me. Parasparam padhantrasma tushanti cha ramanti cha. And thereby they feel tushanti prasad. We when we take our sweet food, satisfied. Talking about me, they feel such pleasure, such ecstasy, joy, happiness, and the ramantika, and even the union of the husband wife, they feel a sort of pleasure, and that type of pleasure also they feel in me, ramantika. Even Shankaracharya, he is also that interpretation. There's just as yuvatinam yatha juni junanta yuvatau yatha manobhi ramati tadvat manome ramatam tai. It is in the Archan Kaam Vipraya. The sadhant is praying to the Lord when performing Archan. Just as a young man's mind is captured by a young lady, and the young lady's mind is captured by a young man. So, in that way,